Hello, my name is Marie Bilodeau, and you are listening to On the Edge. Broadcasting from World Fantasy Con, we're pleased now to welcome Tina Hunter, one of Edge's test readers. Welcome, Tina.
Hello.
So tell us a bit, what exactly is a test reader?
Basically, Edge Science Fiction and Fantasy Publishing sends out manuscripts from the slush pile, the elusive slush pile, to volunteer readers across the province of Alberta. We read them, we fill out an evaluation form, and send them back to the publishing house for further scrutiny, I guess.
Oh, wonderful. So how did you land that gig?
Last year at the Conversion Conference in Calgary, a few of my friends and I met Brian, and he was looking for readers, and we volunteered.
That's wonderful. So do you have on average, how many manuscripts that you read do you feel are actually publishable?
I couldn't give you an exact number, but I do know there was one batch that I received. It was about 10, and probably one, maybe two, were of quality enough that I would suggest somebody else give it a read through.
So how long do you usually go through the entire manuscript? What's the process once you receive the manuscripts? What do you do with them?
Well, Edge's submission guidelines ask for authors to submit the first three chapters of their manuscript. So that's what we receive, is we receive the first three chapters. If we're really interested in a book after we've read through the first three chapters, Edge will ask the author to submit the next three. So up to six, up to nine, depending on how far along into the book we are. So we read up to that, and then the final decision, of course, is made by the publisher himself.
So are there any books that you've read that you know are coming out in the Edge line?
Not yet, no. I have only been reading for the last year, and so I haven't had the honor of reading something before it was published. But I do remember some of the ones that were close, and I do know that Brian Hades, the publisher of Edge, has mentioned that those are in talks. So, we'll see.
Wonderful. And now, just to give interested writers, up-and-coming writers, a little hint, what do you see usually on the first three chapters as some of the biggest flaws, like some of the things that if they knew they could fix easily, they would do? Could you give them some tips?
I guess a couple of them. One of them would be to watch the language. The biggest thing that I've seen is people try to use massive words and flowing vocabulary and wonderful description, and it's fantastic, of course, but it's very, very hard to read. And when I'm going through a slush pile and I have three other books I've got to read in the next 2 hours, I just don't have the effort and the mental energy to put behind into reading such flowery language. Plain language and good storytelling is the best way to write a book.
And that's very true. I mean, because as a test reader, you still are like a real reader picking up a book at the end of your day, so it has to have that same flow.
Yes.
What background do you have, just out of curiosity? Aside from being an avid reader.
I guess it was about 4 years ago, and for the last 4 years, I have been with the Writers Guild of Alberta. We created a critiquing group for authors and amateur writers who wanted to just sort of, you know, other people reading their work and telling them what works, what doesn't work. So I did spend 4 years doing that, working with other authors, and I found that very helpful to know how another author would read my work and go, oh, you know what, this really doesn't work, but this is good. And so it kind of helped when you go into reading other people's manuscripts in the slush pile, you kind of have that background saying, you know what, I remember someone telling me that this didn't work in my own work, and you're right, it doesn't work here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for being here today and for sharing part of this elusive file that you're part of.
Well, thank you for having me.
Take care.